In October of 1852, a young mathematician named Francis Guthrie was coloring a map of the counties of England when he realized that only 4 colors are required to illustrate any map. Mr. Guthrie's idea holds up as long as no 2 regions with a common boundary share the same color. Figuring out why this works became known in mathematics as the 4-color problem. Now, more than 150 years later, experts have found the solution to the 4-color problem. Our math guy Keith Devlin joins us on the line from the Bay Area. Hello there, Keith.
Hello, Jackie, and a happy new year to you.
A very happy new year. I mean, it's going to be a good year if they figured out the 4-color problem after a sesquicentennial, I guess.
Well, let me begin by correcting the history a little bit. This young guy, Francis Guthrie, didn't know for sure you could color any map with 4 colors. He just made a wild guess. What made it a difficult guess to check was it wasn't just about the maps you can find in any atlas. It was about any conceivable map. An imaginary map that might have billions and billions of countries, if you like, to sort of steal a phrase from Carl Sagan. So there was no way of checking it by actually colouring in maps. It was about hypothetical maps, all of the possible maps in the world. The problem became very famous about 100 years ago. Many mathematicians, initially in England and then around the world, tried to solve it. When it was finally solved in 1976, the solution was very, very unusual in that it required the use of a computer. It was the first problem that was ever solved using a computer in an essential way.
So, Keith, if it was solved in 1976, why are we saying that it was only solved in this past year?
Well, we all know that computers don't do what they're supposed to do. Everybody who launches Windows knows that it doesn't do what it's supposed to do all the time. And so there was always this nagging doubt that maybe the computer program had some hidden flaw that meant that it didn't quite do what we thought it did. The only way to get around that was to sort of fight fire with fire. A human being can't check the proof, but another computer can. That's what's new, the development of methods whereby one computer can be used to check the results of another computer. Now, that's good news in that we know that the result is true. It's bad news for people like myself, because not only do we have to live with the fact that computers sometimes solve problems that we can't, but we have to use computers to check if the solution's correct. So we've literally handed over part of mathematics to computers.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us, Keith, and a happy new year.
Okay, and a happy new year to you, Jackie. Okay, bye-bye.
Keith Devlin is the executive director of the Center for the Study of Language and Information at Stanford University.